We're going to Masechta Zvachim. We're in the 14th paragraph to Mishnah Tes, the second to last Mishnah is Masechta. The Mishnah tells us that Kol Hakadoshim Shekdishim Mishas Iser Bamois. Any karbanos, any offerings that one consecrated, made holy during the time in which there was an Iser Bamos, in which one was not allowed to set up or offer anything outside of the designated place of where the Mishkan stood, let's say Mishkan Shiloh or the Beis HaMikdash, during that time, if you consecrated an animal, it was during this time, and the Ekriven B'Shas Yisr Bamos, B'Chutz, and you actually brought it outside of the place where you should have brought it, B'Chutz, it was done outside. So for example, that a person would have been sanctified an animal during, let's say, for example, the days of Shiloh, when there was the Mishkan Shiloh was there, in which one was not allowed to have any private altars, and it was sacrificed during that time outside of Mishkan Shiloh. So in this situation, Har Ilu Baseh, Lo Saseh, B'Chayim Olein Kores. We piled on in this situation that you get the punishment of Kores, as well as you receive the sins of having committed an asay, a positive mitzvah, as well as a los asay, a prohibition of lois asay. And what are these psukim which you violated? So when it comes to the asay, the pasuk says, "V'hoya hamokom ashiyev kar Hashem rokechem bo l'shakin shmo sham shama tabiyu." That's where you should bring the place in which was designated and specified specifically to be brought karbanos. That's where you should bring these karbanos. Implying anywhere else you cannot. That's an asay that you violated. The los asay, the pasuk is shomer lecha pen salo olosecha b'chol makom asher tira. You should be careful lest that you bring up this elevation offering in any particular place that you see. And whenever we hear the words shomer or pen, that is referring to a los asay. And you get the punishment of kares, as we mentioned numerous times. A person who brings a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or in this case outside of the Mishkan Shiloh, which would be the same thing, as the pasuk says, "V'nichras ha'ishahu mi'amov." You receive the punishment of kares. That's because it was consecrated during the prohibition of bamos, as well as it was sacrificed during that time as well. However, says the Mishnah, imagine instead that Higdishan Bishas Heter Bamos. Let's say that you made this animal kadosh during the time in which one was allowed to actually bring and construct these private altars, Vekriban Bishas Isr Bamos, but you didn't bring it right away until after this there became a prohibition in building them. For example, let's say you made an animal kadosh during the times of Gibbon, which was also a time where there was a Mishkan right before the Beis HaMikdash was built. During that time, one was allowed to have bamos. And then you didn't sacrifice it until the Beis HaMikdash was brought. And that situation, the Mishnah tells us, Hari Ilu Baseh, Velos Haseh, you violated those two psukim that we mentioned, Vin Chayav Lani Kares. You do not get the punishment of Kares because at the time that it was consecrated, one was allowed to bring it outside, and the fact that you waited, the punishment of Kores does not apply. And the last case of the Mishnah, as one can imagine, is the opposite scenario. Hikdishin Mishas Isra Bamos, that one sanctified this at the time when was not allowed to have Bamos, let's say in the time of Shiloh. The Ekriven Mishas Heter Bamos, and then thereafterwards you brought the sacrifice after Shiloh was destroyed. Har Il Baseh, you only get the violation of the Aseh. Ve'in Behem Belos Aseh, you will not get the punishment of Belos Aseh, and certainly not Kores. Dear.